Briggs Auto Lane and BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Hello and welcome to the game. I wish all of you could have just seen Mitch air xylophone piano, whatever that was right there. Pretty amazing. Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner along for the ride.
Tyler throwing today up the hook'em horns.
That's right.
We're going to talk about Wesley Wundu getting drafted last night. We will give you the national reaction to it at 5:10, what everybody had to say. A lot of draft grades out there. We'll give you a recap of that. We'll play the match game at 5:25 as well. One of my personal favorites of the year at 4:40, NBA draftee or made-up name with our friend Crowley from 101.5 K-Rock, who knows nothing about sports. See how much I can fool him. Coming up here in the open, I'll show you how we totally nailed this thing. 537-1350, 866-776-1350. You can also tweet us at the game KMAN if you have questions or comments. I'm going to have you kill the music. I'm sorry. Do you remember this from yesterday? And I think if you are an NBA or a college senior, that is, who is projected by most mocks to be in a second-round pick, flip a coin. Flip a coin.
Okay, so on a scale from 1 to 10, your confidence level right now, Wesley Wundu not being drafted, is a
5. I just told you, that's flip what, a coin.
Okay. I've got one.
5.
Heads as he gets drafted, okay?
Okay, here we go.
He's getting drafted.
Let it hit the table. You got to let it hit the table.
Okay. He's still getting drafted.
Okay. Well, all right. Looks like Wes is getting drafted.
With the 33rd pick in the 2017 NBA Draft, the Orlando Magic select Wesley Wundu from Kansas State University.
Dude, we totally nailed that thing, man. You talk about hedging your bets from me yesterday. I got to come in and make myself a hater because I wasn't all in, but still left the possibility open with a coin flip that he could get drafted. We flipped the coin, turned up in my favor. That's how you do sports radio, folks. You can't really tell me I was right. You can't really tell me I was wrong. Phenomenal effort by me and us on the show yesterday.
Okay.
That's what I have to say to open things up here with Wesley Wundu getting drafted 33rd by the Orlando Magic last night. First things first, a congratulations to you because that's your bandwagon favorite NBA team. So you just landed a K-Stater on your NBA team.
I'm very excited, and what makes it so weird is that a month ago, it was pretty much exactly a month ago, I was in Orlando. I was getting a tour of the Amway Center. We go into the Magic locker room, and Wesley Wundu is sitting right there getting ready for his workout with the Magic. And at that time, you know, I was talking to our friends down there who work for the Magic, and they had said that they really liked Wundu, but they just hadn't had a chance to see him up close and personal yet. And I'm really excited. This is going to get me re-energized back in the Magic. I am going to watch some Magic games this year.
You know what? I may watch some Magic games this upcoming season. How about that? Might get me into the NBA a little bit more. Now you got 3 Wildcats in the NBA. Michael mm-hmm. Beasley, Rodney McGruder, and, of course, Wesley Wundu after last night. The way that I think a lot of people would like to go with this, if you're a K-State fan, is to start trying to draw some kind of conclusion about the program, use this to support some conclusion or thought that you have about the K-State men's basketball program. And I saw it both from K-State fans yesterday. There is one school of thought with Wesley Wundu becoming the first draft pick in nearly a decade, by the way, 9 years since K-State had somebody taken. There's one school of thought that, well, here's a 3-star recruit whose best offer out of high school outside of K-State was Colorado, and Bruce Weber turned him into the first draft pick in nearly a decade here at K-State. And another thing that I saw on Twitter that almost got me to bite, almost. Bruce Weber's had a recruit here at K-State drafted. None of Frank Martin's individual recruits here at K-State were drafted. Beasley and Walker both being Huggins guys. It was good troll bait. You almost got me. There's one school of thought. Another school of thought here is Bruce Weber had an NBA player for 4 years at K-State, never got past the round of 64, missed the postseason entirely twice, And the NBA noise didn't really pick up until late in Wesley Iwundu's senior year, and that is from his own words. On the interview that we played back yesterday, Wesley Iwundu told me it was really towards the end of his senior year when he finally started to believe it was a realistic possibility. It also took 3 full years before his shot finally came around, and he went from a 20% three-point shooter to a 38% three-point shooter in his senior year. That's the way I see everybody going. Left, right. But as I just mentioned in the open, I've been the master at playing the middle here, but I'm telling you, the middle ground is where to go with this. Why? Why use this to try and further any kind of conclusion one way or the other? Did we really learn anything last night by the fact that Wesley Iwundu was drafted 33rd by the Orlando Magic?
Not really, no. No, I mean, it's nice. It's nice for the program. It is nice for Bruce Weber, and it does give a little bit of validity to the idea that maybe Bruce Weber has been better with his player development over the last couple of years than when he started at K-State. But that doesn't go very far. That doesn't mean a whole lot, and so I'm not going to use it one way or the other. I just think that this moment is more about Wesley Iwundu than it is about K-State as a program.
I would totally agree with that, because whether or not it took him 3 years, whatever, to fix the shot, he did get the shot fixed. He did really turn it on late in his senior year, and he did something that, as you're going to find out in the next segment in about 10 minutes, I didn't think that that he could do. I did not think he was going to turn himself into an NBA draft pick. I love that sentiment right there, that it says much more about Wesley Iwundu than it does the program, Bruce Weber, or anything else. I mean, there's some truth in both sides of what I just said, which is why I just think it's moot. I mean, would you not agree that there is some truth in Bruce Weber? I've always said, and I think, can recruit better than some people would give him credit for. Getting a guy like Wesley Iwundu to K-State is exactly the type of kid that you're going to have to recruit here if you're going to win. Overlooked three-star guy who was playing with 2 5-star studs that went to Kentucky. He's overlooked. You bring him here. You develop him for 4 years. Bam. He turns into a pretty good player by the time he's done here at K-State. But there's also some truth to, is it not frustrating that you had an NBA guy here, missed the tournament, missed all postseason twice, never actually won a round of 64 tournament game? And it took a long time, really even halfway through his senior year, before he turned into what we think of him as right now, the NBA draft pick. I mean, there's truth to both sides of that coin.
Mm-hmm. And had he been able to turn it on a couple of months sooner, we wouldn't have seen K-State in the first four. I think that we would have seen K-State as a, you know, 8 seed, 9 seed, something like that in the NCAA tournament. And then maybe things are different. Maybe then you do win that round of 64 game. And, you know, where that blame falls for the button being pressed later than it should have been, that's really up for debate. I mean, I think that you can look at Wesley Iwundu and at Bruce Weber for that. But, again, it's splitting hairs at this point and taking away from the moment of last night, and Wesley Iwundu now being able to start a new path and have an opportunity to make something out of himself.
He's going to lead a different path than a lot of guys that we thought might have a shot at getting drafted in the last 10 years when this drought has gone for the program. He's going to take a different path than a lot of those guys did, because you look back, I mean, Michael Beasley, Bill Walker both get drafted in 2008. Since then, you've had Jacob Pullen come through here, the all-time leading scorer in K-State history, All-American. Wesley Iwundu was never more than third-team All-Big 12. I mean, he was never even a second-team All-Big 12 player while he was here at K-State. Rodney Magruder, we were just having the argument the other day, somewhat argument, I don't think it's really all that much of a debate, but some people feel like his jersey should be up in the rafters. And whether or not you believe that to be true, which I don't, he was still phenomenal. First-team All-Big 12 player that helped lead K-State to the first shared Big 12 championship here since 1977. So there have been much more decorated guys that have come through here and done bigger and better things while they were in school, but did not make it to the NBA draft and did not make it to the NBA. Wesley Iwundu now has a chance to leave a different kind of mark on the program here at K-State by what he does in the NBA than those guys. Now, Rodney Magruder has earned his way there, so I suppose it would be potentially a similar mark to what Rodney Magruder has done. But even Jacob Pullen, a guy who is, I think, the most beloved out of that group that I just mentioned there, I mean, Wesley Iwundu has a chance to make a different kind of mark than Jacob Pullen did on the program just by generating some exposure from having a long NBA career, if he does.
I mean, fact of the matter is, the more important number for Wesley Wundu getting to the NBA was the fact that he's 6'7 with a 7'1 wingspan. That is more significant than him averaging 13.6 rebounds and 4 assists a game last year. That's really what it comes down to. You're drafting him for his wingspan and his versatility and the potential that he has, not what he accomplished at the college level, and that's why you cannot put a whole lot of stock one way or the other in what he did in college, because that's not why he's in Orlando today.
Bingo. I mean, it's all about athleticism, upside. You hear that term all the time with guys in the NBA. That is why Wesley Iwundu is there. That is why he was drafted ahead of Frank Mason, Monte Morris, Juwan Evans, other guys that you would consider probably more accomplished, or at least guys who last year were more productive players in the Big 12 Conference. He gets drafted above them. He gets drafted, and Jacob Pullen and Roddy Magruder do not, because of the potential and the athleticism and the wingspan that he does have. So, therefore, to draw any real conclusions about the program from it seems foolish. Would you rather have next year at K-State Jacob Pullen or Wesley Iwundu? No offense to Wesley Iwundu, yeah, but I think you'd rather have Jacob Pullen. So to try and pull this argument back to, all right, well, look, Bruce Weber got a guy to the NBA, and Frank Martin never did that with one of his own recruits here. Silly. Silly. Well, at the same time, I would not use it to run down Bruce Weber. He still brought Wesley Iwundu into the fold and into the program. By the way, Sindarius Thornwell did get drafted last night.
Did he really?
Yeah. Frank Martin did have a draft pick last night as well.
Where'd he go?
Throw that in there. I'm not sure. I don't remember that. See, this is the problem. Like, I know the college kids somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care so much about
senior,
the NBA
right?
teams.
College senior?
He may have been a junior. Junior or senior?
I'm going to look that up.
Junior or senior? I mean, he had been around there for a little while, but I feel like he might be a junior. We're going to play the match game at 5:25. We'll let you know what the national opinions were from all the major sports sites on Wesley Iwundu getting drafted by the Magic at 5:10. When we come back, though, I was looking through some old shows today. Literally 1 year ago today, basically, the day after the NBA draft last year, we had a discussion on the show on if we thought Wesley Iwundu would be a guy who could get drafted. I will play you the result of that conversation. It went just about how you would expect it to go. You're listening to The Game. Just a minute here, I'll play you our discussion from 1 year ago after the NBA draft. Whether or not we thought Wesley Iwundu would be an NBA draft pick. Last night he goes 33rd to the Orlando Magic. Would you like to say a few words for Chris Young, who is no longer a Kansas City Royal? How exactly does this work?
I think it's
the process. I should have looked this up. I'm sorry. But
same as Christian Colon. I think he will go through waivers, and if he clears waivers, then he can be.
He can go to the minors.
Then he could be sent to Omaha.
But out of options for right now. So maybe the end of the line for Chris Young with the Royals, a guy who was a huge part of the 2015 World Series run. The Royals, as Mitch said, getting Neftali Feliz, who was just released. He was the Brewers' closer. He has 8 saves this year, but a 6 ERA. It'll be another one of those Dayton Moore resurrection projects to try and bring him back from the dead like they have with Ryan Madsen and Chris Young, guys like that in the past. But much like Christian Colon, you are correct in that Chris Young deserves at least a word here for what he was able to do. Pitched his butt off in, was it World Series game?
Three.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go back and look.
We're real prepared here this segment.
I think it was
real prepared.
I think he was more significant in the ALCS against the Blue Jays than he was in the World Series.
There was the one. It was the Alex Gordon game. The Alex Gordon home run game at the K. Chris Young held the line and threw like 3 scoreless innings to get it to the point where Eric Hosmer was finally able to win the game. That's what it was.
Okay.
We have the Mitch Fortner Research Department
working
on it.
But, I mean, believe. he was one of those guys that you don't win the title in 2015 without him, and he just gets none of the spotlight because he's not one of the stars. I think he deserves a lot of credit. And he also, according to Dayton Moore, some of the things that I'm reading today, he's kind of been the quarterback of the pitchers in terms of just like being the leader in that clubhouse. And you'd expect that from a 38-year-old guy who's kind of been all over the place. So I'm going to miss him, even though he gave up a lot of home runs in his career.
Boom, World Series Game 1, Chris Young, 3 scoreless innings to get it done for the Royals. Help get it done. Four strikeouts, one walk, and allow the Royals to come back and eventually win that game. That was his real big contribution, which honestly, with what Chris Young was at that point in his career, amazing that he was able to do that. So if this is the end for Chris Young and the Royals, a tip of the cap.
He pitched, so over the course of his time in KC, he pitched 16 postseason innings with an ERA of 2.01. That's not bad.
That's getting it done.
That is not bad.
That's good stuff. That is good stuff. All right, so I went to go back and look at some of what we were talking about last year after the NBA draft because I thought we had a discussion about, okay, what exactly did we think about who the next K-State Wildcat to be drafted was? I couldn't remember if it was just Wesley Iwundu. I also wanted to go back and see the NBA draftee or made-up name segment that we did last year because I knew we had done it every year. So I was looking for a couple things. Well, I find a segment. It was literally called, like, is Wesley Iwundu going to be the next K-State Wildcat drafted? And I actually found a discussion that we had about whether or not Wesley Iwundu was going to be drafted, and it all was because of a quote that Bruce Weber had put out there a year ago about what he thought Wesley Iwundu needed to do to get drafted. And if you've listened to the show and you know how we generally fall along party lines on these type of discussions, this one went just about how you would think it would. Bruce Weber, here's the quote. He is an NBA prospect if he adds a jump shot. Do we agree with that statement? Wesley Iwundu, an NBA prospect if he adds a jump shot.
If he adds a jump shot, I think absolutely. I think that he has a lot of the other tools that you look for. He's got incredible versatility. I think that if he can become a reliable shooter from 15 to 18 feet, that, yeah, he should get a chance in the NBA.
I love Wesley Iwundu. I like his game. But Wesley Iwundu, first of all, got worse from three-point range last year. He was 6 of 30 instead of 6 of 19. He's made 19 threes in his career at K-State, and he's well below 30% as a three-point shooter, even in a small sample size. So to me, saying Wesley Iwundu is an NBA player if he adds a jump shot is like saying, well, John Kurtz is going to date Kate Upton if he grows 6 inches, gets more tan, and has a six-pack.
Wesley Iwundu adding a solid jump shot from 15 to 18 feet is not asking as much as you to grow 6 inches and get a six-pack.
Okay, back to 2017. First things first, not my greatest analogy. I will definitely side with Tyler on the last statement there that would be asking a lot more than Wesley Iwundu to add a jump shot. As we have seen, I have not become more tan. I'm in about the same physical condition, I would say, as I was last year. Wesley Iwundu beat me on that. But I will just, to defend myself, my point here was I didn't think Wesley Iwundu could improve the jump shot as much as he did. It was not so much that I didn't think he was an NBA prospect if he added the jump shot. Tyler just seemed to have more faith that Wesley Iwundu could add said jump
Mitch,
shot.
Mitch, with you being the our fearless leader for the match game in the second hour, mm-hmm. I would like to start with a one-point head start in the match game just for this discussion here.
No, well, yeah. I mean, look, you can get the bell. I'm fine with you getting the bell.
He makes the rules. He's in charge today.
Well, look, okay, fine. I don't care. The last question's always worth like a million, but I'll give you the bill or the bell there for being more correct than I was in that discussion. You come out today sounding better than I did right there. I will give you that.
I really appreciate the fact that you knew that you were going to sound worse in that, but you're the one that wanted to dig that up and still put it on the air today.
Well, I'm trying to be transparent here.
I appreciate it.
I mean, in all honesty, I was prouder of myself than I thought I was going to be. I opened that thing up and I was like, oh, God. What did I say last year about Wesley Iwundu being an NBA player? Because I probably had the same type of reaction that I did to somebody on Twitter last night who was trying to put out there that Xavier Sneed's going to be a first-round draft pick now, and we should just expect the floodgates to open of Bruce Weber NBA draft picks right now. And I shut that down pretty quick with a Kanye line, which was great, by the way. Need to pump your brakes and drive slow, homie. So I was like, oh, I bet my West take was very similar to that. I mean, last year, those facts were correct. Like, he got worse his junior year from his sophomore year shooting the three. And at that point, we had 3 years of data of him playing college basketball with a pretty horrid jump shot. So you can understand, I think, where I was coming from, but I happen to be wrong. I mean, it's another one where I just got to tip the cap. Wesley wanted to improve that Jay, turned himself into a much better player.
And it's, I mean, look, I'm going to come to your defense here and say that Wesley Iwundu is still only a fraction of the way along that path that he needs to be if he's going to be an NBA player from a jump shooting standpoint. Like, what he did in the last year got him, like, maybe 33% of the way there.
Gave him a chance.
He still has a long way to go if we're going to see him be anything other than, like, a one-year-and-out kind of an NBA player. He needs to get better, not only from the 15- to 18-foot mid-range game that I was talking about a year ago, but especially shooting the three with the way things are in the NBA now, he's going to need that long-range game as well.
Well, not only should I have been listening to you, giving me some pushback in that segment, but another thing that we had played on the show that day that I had forgotten about, I had people telling me all over the place Wesley Iwundu was an NBA player. Remember the back-to-back random non-conference team coaches that told us Wesley Iwundu was Scottie Pippen?
He's a difference maker. He makes a lot of plays like a Scottie Pippen at this level, just kind of 6'7" guard that gets his hands on balls, he gets rebounds. He's hard to scout.
Wesley, how do you say, is that Iwundu? He's a heck of a player, but he's like Scottie Pippen out there. I mean, he's a triple-double guy. Any given night, he can make a lot of plays for others. He can get to the rim. He's really expanded his game.
Yeah, I in the face of all the evidence mounting against me, I just did not give in. I stood my ground, and now I look foolish.
Did you cut out the audio of me saying that Wesley would be a draft pick if he got it, made a jump shot, has made a jump shot better?
Well, I cut out was actually the fact that you said, you know, the Orlando Magic could really use a guy with Wesley Iwundu's skill set.
I'm pretty sure I said he's an early second rounder. I nailed it last
year. You being serious right now? I was just playing along with a joke here. Are you being serious right now?
I think he wants the credit.
You did not.
I might put myself up a point. I'm not even playing today.
Hey, to my knowledge, you did not weigh in on the topic. But if you want to go back and listen to the segment, I have the segment pulled up back in my office. So you can go double check it if you want to try and get in on this action. Mitch will host the match game in hour two at 5:25, assuming that he is ready to go by then. At 5:10, I will give you the mixed reviews nationally of the Magic and their pick of Wesley Iwundu. The internet seemed to like it much more than TV did, I can tell you that right now. But one of my favorite traditions, the day after the NBA draft, this is like the fourth year in a row we've done it, I go find our friend Crowley from 101.5 K-Rock, who knows nothing about sports, and I have a list of actual foreign NBA draft picks and made-up foreign names. Can he tell the difference? Time-honored tradition, that is NBA drafty or made-up name. We just had the NBA draft last night. There are always a ton of foreign players that nobody's ever heard of that get drafted in the two rounds of the NBA draft, and we always pick our friend Crowley from Sister Station 101.5 K-Rock to come here and try and decipher whether or not these names are names that I made up or plucked from somewhere else, or if they were actually guys that were drafted in the NBA draft last night.
I'll tell you, I'm not entirely certain that your name isn't just a made-up one, a made-up foreign name either, just June Kurtz.
It's Kurtz. My last name's supposed to mean short in German.
Okay, well, there you go. So foreign names here on this show.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's check it out. Okay, so what do you got here?
Well, last year we had Mitch do it, and Mitch was, like, really terrible, messed up the game. So the pressure's on here for you to be entertaining. What I did, I'm
excited to disappoint.
Okay. I went through, and I have nine here. So I had eight, but I didn't want to make it an even eight, because then I figured it would be easier to pick up on a pattern if there was eight. And
I mean, I don't have all day here.
And then at the end, oh, we'll roll through them.
Nine.
All right, so
eight's one thing, but
we have some of these that are actual guys that were drafted in the NBA draft last night. We have some others that I either made up or took from some other places, but we'll get there. Here's number one. You ready for number one?
Okay, yeah.
Right. Mitch got six last year, so that's the score to beat.
Okay.
Frank Ntilikina.
I'm going to go real.
Frank Ntilikina.
Real.
That's your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is real. That was a 6'5 point guard from France that was drafted in the NBA draft last night.
Ntilikina. I like a good repeating name. Like, I should have done, like, Crowley Lee or something.
All right, you ready for number two?
Do it.
You're one for one here. Number two, Anzis Pasekness. Anzis Pasekness.
You know that sounds...
You know what? Actually, it's Onsis Pasekness.
Oh, well.
Wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Oh, well. Okay. Oh, that changes the whole game there.
Pasekness.
I'm going to go...
I'm reading my own damn pronunciations wrong.
Sounds kind of Greek. I'm going to say real.
That is real. That is a 7'1" Latvian center. That was
Latvian,
taken in the
I was
NBA
way
draft.
Off.
Yeah, I don't, you know, Latvian.
Greek,
I,
what was I thinking?
Yeah. All right, number three here in NBA drafty or made-up name, Alexander's Zalatis.
I'm going to say that's a fake one.
Alexander's Zalatis, final answer.
Since, I'm going to say fake.
Well, so much for these patterns. You're now picking up on the pattern.
That is
from a Latvian name generator.
Boy, just went with a Latvian thing. You know, I knew, I was like, man, we're not going to have two Latvian names in a row. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, of course.
You don't think I'm that dumb, do you?
Of course. Okay, so 3-for-3 right now. Number four, Laurent Fouchet.
I'm going to say Fouchet, like the color. Fouchet?
Is that a color?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say that's a real one.
That is incorrect. That is from a French name generator.
Okay.
A French name generator. I finally got you on
I don't
that
think that is a French name, but we'll go with it.
Well, so I just did these all phonetically.
You mean Laurent is
yeah,
Laurent.
Laurent.
You got a really Laurent. Back of the throat. All right, next.
You are 3-for-4.
Ugh.
All right. Number five, an NBA draftee or made-up name. Wesley Owundu. Wesley Owundu.
I mean, no, because he's not a... I mean, that's real, because that's... I know that player. Is he not a draft? Is this a trick? I'll just go real. That's a real name.
Yes.
Probably he was K-State, right?
Wesley Owundu is a 6'7 guard from K-State who was the 33rd pick in the draft last night.
Boy, I had a slight recollection of that name. So
man,
what do you know?
I was hoping I could get that one past you.
I mean...
I was really hoping I could get that one past you.
I paid the slightest attention during the past season.
Okay, 4-for-5. Your next name here is Matthias Lasort.
That one sounds real, too.
Matthias Sort. That is correct. That's a 6'9 small forward from France.
Man.
I don't know what's up with all the
French
guys. A
lot of Frenchies. A lot of frogs up in here.
Did I
croaking along.
Did I pronounce that right there?
Who knows?
Matthias? Yeah, it could be that. Could be that as well.
It's been many years since I took French.
All right, so now we're up to, is that 5-for-6 or 6-for-7? 5-for-6. You're 5-for-6.
I know this is a math quiz, too.
Next up. I should have numbered these, but I did not number these. Boris Papadik.
You know, I feel like I've heard that name. I'm going to go real.
That is incorrect. That is from a Serbian name generator.
Jeez.
These name generators, man.
What if there really is one that you just didn't know about?
Well, that could be.
Boris.
Last year, I tried to do like avant-garde filmmakers or something, and so I picked all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't do that one with me, because I would have nailed that one.
No, I think I used your help to come up with the names. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there's 5-for-7 now in NBA drafty, your made-up name. Final two here. Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Oh, man. That one's too awesome to not be real. I'm going to say real.
Well, I'm sorry, it's incorrect. It is a real person, but it is a German soccer star who now plays for the Chicago Fire in the
NFL. He's an athlete. I should get half a point
for that. Bastian Schweinsteiger. It is an awesome name. I'll give you that.
That's pretty great.
So you're 5-for-8. Here comes the final one. It is Alexander Vezenkov. Alexander Vezenkov.
I'm going to say real because we had a couple of fake ones in a row, and I feel like at this point, pattern-wise... We're going to do a real one.
Yeah, you are picking up on the pattern there.
Boom!
That is a 6'8 power forward from Cyprus. Would you be able to tell me where Cyprus is at?
It's near Greece. So I had a little... I was right about the Greek thing. I was just right in the future. I wasn't right at the right time.
Okay. Well, you wound up 6-for-9. So you basically tied Mitch from last year. Now Mitch went 6-for-8. So percentage-wise, he beat you. But that was pretty close.
I think I'll have to key his car or something to get... Make sure I get that extra point or something.
That's right. That's right. All right, we'll give it to you. Crowell, appreciate you coming by.
Thanks.
Man, I feel like I'm getting worse at this game each and every year. It was better the first time, but the patterns are what kills me. Like, Crowell and Mitch. Mitch last year, Crowell this year, good enough at picking up on the patterns. Just can't fool people like I used to. Maybe I've already proved my point by doing that game a bunch of different times. We'll do the match game. Speaking of games, at 5:25. When we come back, though, I beat the odds yesterday, people. You're listening to The Game. We are back here on The Game. We'll play the match game at 5:25, at 5:10. National reviews on Wesley Iwundu being drafted 33rd by the Orlando Magic. What TV and the internet had to say. Do I get a clue as to, like, what country artist this is?
It says Colin Ray, but I just...
You just, like, picked a random...
Went through the catalog, and the first country song I could find was Going to Make the Air.
So we do have random country songs in the
system? I didn't put any in, but apparently we do.
I can remember way back in the day when I first started as the board op that I got requests for country songs, and I had to throw a couple in there. I think we had, like, a Blake Shelton song or something that I had to put, but that was against my will. That was certainly not that was not my own free will to put those songs in there. I survived a day at Country Stampede yesterday. My good friend and our pal Brady, you might also the way you just dismissively
well,
when I bring up Brady,
you know, when
it's just awesome.
When I think about country music, I think about Brady.
Well, you saw, you see that picture of me and Brady last night?
No, I didn't. I did pass, as I was leaving early from the show yesterday, I passed Tyler Jackson and saw that he was most definitely dressed the part for Stampede. How did you guys look last night?
I'm about to show you here. You can react to this live on air. How about that picture right there, my friend? How about that picture right there?
I'll tell you what. I think, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think Brady's got you beat.
Oh, I got a lot of compliments on my wardrobe.
I bet you did.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did actually. Despite the fact that Brady that I was going to get beat up. Not even close, man. Not even close.
You just can't.
Everybody loved it.
You can't beat a cutoff t-shirt with a bald eagle on it. Like, you just can't beat that.
Oh, Brady spent $5 at Walmart to buy that thing.
Exactly.
Okay?
That's what makes it perfect.
Mine was like $25 from the internet. Okay? There was more effort, more time and effort put into that thing.
What'd you think of Big and Rich?
Oh, my goodness.
And Thomas Rhett was there, too.
About as awful as you can imagine.
Dude, you have no idea. These guys. If you could craft two gentlemen that I would like less, I would be very astounded. Oh,
what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, boy. Now, Thomas Rhett. That was okay. I realized I actually sort of halfway knew a few of his songs. But it was like, I felt like he was closer to Justin Bieber than he was to George Strait.
I heard his performance compared to Bruno Mars for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds like a pop star. It was okay. I mean, I didn't hate it. Boy, Big and Rich. Now, that was rich. I'll tell you that much. That was rich.
I don't think that you were there when
Colin Kaepernick reference made their set, if you can believe that.
How'd the crowd take it?
They know their audience.
Were you there in, I think it was 2012 when Toby Keith was there?
I think I did. I think that was actually the first year that I went.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, because if you weren't there, I can think of one person who maybe you would like less.
Now there's a discussion. Now there's a discussion. What is it? Big Kenny and John Rich? Big Kenny, John Rich, Toby Keith? Who would I like less? Yeah, that's a good race right there. It's a very good race.
But did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean,
Because in my experiences at Stampede, I get about 20% of my enjoyment from the music and about 80% from looking at everybody else.
Well, there was a lot to see, especially this year. 2017, man. Interesting times that we live in. But the other thing that I will say, so Big and Rich had this dude, Cowboy Troy, that rolls out there with him. Very conflicted on that because parts of Cowboy Troy I did, like, really thoroughly enjoy. But then there's another aspect of it where I'm just like, what am I watching here? That may have been my favorite part, but then at the same time, in a way, my least favorite part.
Problem is, I feel like a lot of country music artists today are less focused on true country music and more focused on catering to country music stereotypes and being really fake about it. I think that that may be some of the problem.
I would say they did more catering to stereotypes than anything else, but I don't think they were being fake about it. I think that's what they are. That was the way I took it, but it was certainly
day
a lot.
Two coming up tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot to take in. Match game at 5:25 coming up next. What did the nation think of Wesley Iwundu being drafted at 33rd overall? We'll give it to you.